So our objectives of this study were to do a gene discovery using about 10,000 NeSTs, and then to investigate some caspecific representation of these genes using a gene ontology program. And then in the long term, what we hope to do is better understand the genetic basis of Cas differentiation. So the insect source, we were generously provided with our insects from Dr. Michael Sharp from University of Florida, and they are wild-caught insects. And the cDNA libraries, as I said before, just to recap, the three casts are workers, elates, and soldiers, and then we had the two larval life stages for our cDNA libraries. They're whole body preparations, and the vector we used is pBluescript2SK+ from StrataGene. So this is just the basic methodology that I used in order to investigate our expression patterns. And what I did is I took the tissues, extracted mRNA, inserted them into a cDNA library, picked random clones to be sequenced, and so what this whole group of ESTs represents is the expressed sequences because they come from the mRNA. And we trimmed out the vector and the vector sequence and the ends, and then analyzed them using a BLASTX search and assigned a significant E value as having 1 times 10 to the negative 10. So this table is just the summary of my EST data. I'm going to go through it a little bit at a time. So first of all, we've sequenced a total of about 15,000 sequences, and after we cleaned them up, we removed about 2,000, so we're left with about 13,000 ESTs. The average insert size is just calculated based on the base pairs and the number of sequences that we had, and the basic number that I've found in literature has been 600 or greater, so we tried to focus more on the higher insert size libraries. And then the relative redundancy is just how many times we get the same sequence in a in our sequencing, and that'll increase as we sequence more sequences. And then the singletons are just the separate sequences, and the contigs are singletons that aligned in using a sequencer program. So what is gene ontology? This is the definition that's provided by the Gene Ontology Consortium. Basically what it is assigning gene ontology terms to already known sequences that has been proven experimentally. So what they do is they separate the gene ontology terms into three basic categories: the cellular components, molecular functions, and biological processes. And I'll explain those further as we continue. And so what we did is we used a program called BLAST2GO, which retrieves these gene ontology terms from several databases and then applies them to the libraries so we know the relative frequency. And this is by no means the end stage of our research. This is really just to put us in the right direction so we can see the different structural families of genes that we can look at further using finer scale expression techniques. So this is just a basic classification of my sequences. And the purple section here, this right here, is basically what we analyzed. We removed the rest of those sequences because they were either redundant ribosomal sequences or from non-eukaryotic organisms. So the first division is the cellular components, and what those basically are sequences that are either derived from or are produced by different parts of the cell. And what we found in these is that our soldier library has an increased proportion in the mitochondrial matrix, which is kind of the workforce of the cell, so it could indicate possible increased needs for energy by the soldiers. And then we found that the elates and larval 1 to 2 libraries had some unique intrinsic to plasma membrane sequences, which could indicate increased signaling needs by these Cas. The second main thing I looked at was the molecular functions, which are functioning and processes on a smaller scale at the cell-to-cell level. So these are things like binding and catalytic activity. And what we found here is that soldiers had an increased percentage within the putative library of genes that had a putative antioxidant activity. And what has been shown by Sehus et al. In 2006 is that genes that have antioxidant activity are associated with longer life at, within honeybees of the elates and long-lived workers. This is kind of perplexing as the elates are longer lived in ours, in reticular termes as well, but this could just be indicative of the random sequencing picking the wrong, or not the wrong, but biasing towards those genes with the soldiers, or it could be some sort of multifunctionality. And then also, another interesting thing we found at the multifunctional level are these right here, this group of three transcription regulator DNA binding and DNA-directed DNA polymerase putatively associated sequences. And what this says to us is that it shows that between the different casts, they have different proportions. So as has been shown before, there could be some kind of differential control of protein expression between the different casts. And finally is the biological processes, which are processes at a larger scale. So and what we found is that soldiers had a proportion of their library associated with multi-organismal processes, and that was not found in the other libraries. And what multi-organismal processes are the sequences that are associated with species-to-species interactions or within species interactions. And what we hypothesize this could be because of the soldier's high interaction with other workers, with trophallaxis, which is the exchange of alimentary fluid, and the increase, and because of colony defense, interaction with other species outside the colony. And then we also found that the larval life stages had increased cytoskeletal organization and biogenesis sequences associated with them. And this could be because of the transition into adulthood may require increased growth in these genes. So another group of genes that I wanted to look at were the putatively reproductive genes, which is of interest to us because the soldiers and workers are sterile within the colony. And what we found are that elates have the highest variety and proportion of reproductively putatively reproductive genes, which is to be expected as they are the main reproductive units. But what we also found is that soldiers and workers had some proportion of putatively reproductive genes as well. And what we thought this could be because of is that they could be co-opted for use of maternal behavior. They could have possible post-translational modifications that we're not seeing, so that the that'll help. So that after the transcription, after the mRNA, they're actually not being expressed. Or also, as I said before, under certain conditions, workers and soldiers in some species can become reproductive. So this could be just their own genes, so that when conditions arise, they can become reproductive. So in summary, basically we found variable gene representation within the different casts, which is to be expected. The soldiers had high proportions of energy production sequences, antioxidant sequences, and multi-organismal processes. And then the sterile casts had the putatively reproductive sequences. So overall, what this says to me is that it requires further study, which we're planning on doing. We want to do a combinatrix microarray using about 2,000 EST sequences and also focus on some quantitative PCR work, which we can utilize our ontological analysis to steer that in the correct direction. And then first I'd like to acknowledge Dr. Yunsing Park, who provided me with a lot of technical know-how and my funding sources. And I'll now take questions at this time.
Okay, we'll give Matt one question.
I was wondering, looking at the putative reproductive genes, if you had study work sexing the immatures, the soldiers and the workers, to see the differences between males and females?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The question was if we had done any sexing of the actual individuals, and we had not. I'm not really sure how to sex the adults at this time, but it would be really interesting to look at that. Yeah, I agree. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.